I had termed it Reoccupy LAUSD because Occupy LA is over here. Reoccupy LAUSD is going to be in front of the LAUSD headquarters. What's happening is that, you know, we're not discussing, there's no dialogue in the community that, 3,000 teachers were riffed. Riffed is reduction in force. They lost their job in June. Some of those teachers have been called back, but the majority of them, such as myself, have not. And I've been like 6 months without work. There's going to be mid-year cuts, librarian aides, teachers' aides, custodians. These people are in jeopardy of also losing their jobs. And unfortunately, the union is not really advocating for us. That's why this is not an officially endorsed union event. However, again, a lot of us are really fed up with this, and a lot of us are saying, you know, stuff has to change. I mean, the situation has to change. One of the things I was going to mention was an example that of an injustice that I believe is going on. Nobody's talking about ending the wars abroad. So see, if we ended the wars, the foreign occupations today, there would be a surplus of money, an exponential amount that could fully fund every school district in the country. And every man, woman, and child would also be able to afford to have full health care coverage, including undocumented people. So why isn't there a dialogue? Why aren't we discussing ending the wars, you know? There's other arguments saying that, you know, we need to reform Proposition 13. Well, that's true too. There's more than one option that we have, but to just leave things in the status quo is I think criminal. And ultimately, the people that we're going to hurt when we allow this to continue is these children. Because, for example, LAUSD, we have one of the most diverse, one of the most urbanized school districts in the world, arguably. And ultimately, these are the people that are going to be hurt by the mismanagement of our leadership, union's leadership, and the school district.
All right.